catch it going fishing all the time. Keep it going fishing too.
We need to get a wintertime fishing song. This sounds like, this just sounds like summertime, doesn't it? Catfish. I mean, it's not us, but anyway.
Something a little more chill.
Yeah, chill in both ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Leaf, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Deputy Dizzle Dazzle?
I am good. It's time for a fishing report. In case you didn't know that, that's what this is all about. So what is going on out there in the big cold world of fishing?
Well, you know.
I know you're warm. You got the gear nowadays.
Yeah, you know, it's
top
fishing.
Top-notch gear.
It's fishing and it's cold.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's really nice just to be out there. You know, I went out with a couple of guys last weekend. We took the boat. I went from my house down, and it was just, it was beautiful. It was cold, mind you, but it was beautiful. I made us up a beef stew the night before with some dumplings.
Oh, cool.
Some homemade dumplings. And man, those came just in time
because
we were just starting. I felt that core temp click down to about 2 degrees colder, and we ate some of that, and it pushed us through. And holy cow,
food outdoors in Mother Nature just tastes better. I don't know what it is,
and I just love the drift boats in the way that you can just freaking bring anything you want, and you have level and comfortable surfaces to, you know. I brought my little Coleman stove like you would there on your tailgate.
Oh, cool.
Two burner stove, and it fit right into one of the cubbies under one of my chairs. It was nice and safe, so I didn't have to hear it from the wife breaking the stove or anything. Yeah.
And it was just a winter wonderland.
Big old
everywhere.
Pot of soup. Yeah, it was just beautiful. We were catching fish in freaking every run. It was amazing. Oh, it was hard to get anywhere that day. There's worse problems to have, but yeah, it just it's been productive. You gotta pick those times, those windows, those days, those windows within the day wisely.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do and you choose your time and aim it at that good moderate weather, man, you're rewarded right now. It's been a lot of fun.
Cool. So you've been drifting a little.
Yeah, been drifting, been wading. I see the water level's definitely dipping down. So I'm going to stop drifting and probably just be kicking along the shore wading. And and that way, if it does get colder, you can always hop back in the rig and blast the heat on your toes.
Yeah.
But but it's been good. Not quite as mild as last winter, I think. Definitely less snow, which sucks. But I think that's part of what has been changing the dynamics. One of the things changing the dynamics of our trout fishery here. You know, when I was younger, you would have all three forms of ice right now. You'd have frazzle ice, like the flowing slushy. You'd have shelf ice setting up from just the water being so freaking cold. And the fact that it is so cold, it wouldn't just be in shelf ice. It would actually be starting to, even though it was moving water, being below freezing, starting to form what they call anchor ice. And that's that blue stuff that you see stuck on the bottom on mostly the falls, the rapids or whatever. They're even more exposed to the air. And with that, we'd also have about and I've talked about this before, 10 to 15 foot deep ice dam down at the bottom 2 miles of the Methow, which it would form for a couple months and now doesn't seem to get deeper than 6 feet deep. Hmm. And maybe it'll form across the river for a week or two. So all of this combined has really made it so, you know, things are just more moderate. So fish hanging out within the system through the whole entire winter have been doing a lot better, I think, you know. And I was talking about this with a few colleagues there at the hatchery and just around in general in the last while, and I think it's these winters like last and this one where you can see visually to see fish feeding on the surface, even that, you know, it's one of those pros of global warming, if there is such a thing. Don't worry, I'm sure it'll only last a generation or something before it's not a good thing. But it's definitely part of the dynamic change of our system here, our trout fishery.
That's why we don't play repeats of the fishing report year after year. It changes. It's always dynamic.
Yeah, you'd think we'd be running out of something to say, but
nope, never.
It's just not the case. So, yeah, you know, it's a good time to be taking advantage of that. If it's anything like last year, I imagine it'll get too cold in about February. So really, just enjoy December and January. Get some of those whitefish and put them in the smoker. Put them in the can. You know, you can always hit me up if you want my recipe. I really found great success with it last year, and I'm looking forward to putting some more of that together this year.
Good thing to keep
makes
in
for
mind.
Good Christmas gifts. And
there you go.
Just anytime gifts.
Hey, I always like food for Christmas.
Yeah. And speaking of fishing, or speaking of Christmas gifts, I am doing gift certificates, so you can always get one of those, and it's not too late because I can send it to you digitally on your computer there, and you can just print it out and give it to that
loved one.
I think it is kind of nicer sometimes to give an experience rather than an item, especially if that item you're not so sure whether or not they love it or what. So,
hey, grab your pencil because we're going to be giving you the contacts here in a minute.
That's right. So, and I would be remiss if I did not mention, man, Rufus has been looking pretty darn good lately.
So you did get down there.
I went there a while ago, did pretty good. Once the Met How opened, it's hard for me to get anywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, my buddy over there, my doppelganger over at Grand Coulee, Mr. B, he pulled in a freaking like 12-pound walleye on the fly from the bank the other day there.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, he's such a freaking skywalker, though, so it makes sense.
Was he fishing for walleye? I mean, did he have one of those big flies on?
He makes these, right now especially, been making these really beautiful, almost like a horsetail, oxtail, bug-eyed minnow, segmented. He really loves doing jointed bodies.
Wow.
And so almost like the fly version of a Rapala or something.
So
you get monsters doing that. And of course, that whole system is in Rufus Woods. That's one of the cool draws is, you know, most of the time it's those silly fat triploids, but you just never know what you might get in there. That freaking walleye was beautiful. And then he put up a picture of one of the actual Columbia Red Bands that had come over Grand Coulee, I'm sure, that was probably 26, 28 inches.
Jeez.
I mean, true landlocked steelhead, or here's your ichthyodork term, adfluvial steelhead. So one that just kind of doesn't get to go to the ocean. It's stuck, but by all other rights, genetically, is a steelhead.
That's
so you'll see those in that system, too. And they're a ride.
Well,
you'll know when you're onto them.
Yeah, well, that would definitely be what makes you that kind of fisherman, is being in that neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's one of those things. He's lucky, like we're lucky, you know, got that spot right out the front door, and thank goodness we do. And don't take it for granted, and always take care of it, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, if anybody wants to book a trip, get a fishing tip or two, or a gift certificate, you can always get a hold of me at madhowfishingadventures@gmail.com. You can get a hold of me and check out the blogger podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop, and you can get a hold of me at 509-429-7298. I'd like to thank our awesome sponsors over there at Drift Waiter Co. in Bellingham and the OMAC North 40 Fly Shop. Check them out at north40flyshop.com, and they can also hurry some stuff right to your door for that loved one for Christmas. Check it out. And just stay warm, y'all. Don't fall in, because there's no swimming at this time of year. But let's get that fish right on, baby.
I said, bet you're going fishing all the time. Baby's going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife, gonna catch more fish than you.